us and make us more like him each and every day. In the book of Psalms, chapter 34 is where I'll be reading from this evening while you pray for us for a few minutes of time, that God will just take his word and direct it to our hearts, that we might be able to realize how much God loves us, how much he cares for us. And when we think that we're all alone and the world has cast us aside and nobody really cares what we're going through, I want you to know, one, you have a church that cares. And two, you have a God that cares about every aspect of your life, no matter how small or how big that it is. So chapter 34, book of Psalms, go with me if you would, down verses 15 through 19. He says in verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the north or from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." And stop reading there tonight. And I'd like to use for text, God is watching and listening. He is watching and listening. And there is nothing in this world that happens that God does not know about. He knows every circumstance. He knows of every tear that falls. He knows of every cry that goes out. And he knows of those things that come from the depths of your heart that nobody else knows anything at all about. In order for us to bring such a message, when he says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, we have to first understand who he's talking to, who the righteous are. And the Bible is very clear about who the righteous are. It is those today, and let me preface before I give these to you, that sometimes I don't feel too righteous. Sometimes when I think about all the heroes of the Bible, I feel so small to be even mentioned in the same category as what they are. But you know, Sister Ruby, when we get to heaven, God doesn't have different levels of children. He's got children. And we all get to enjoy everything that heaven has, because we are the righteous. And I want you to listen to these today from the Hebrew word that tells us that the righteous are those that are just and lawful, righteous. But that just sounds like some definitions. In order to know what all that means, we have to dive even deeper into the Word of God. And the Bible says that the righteous are dead to sin. How many of you know that you are dead to sin, that you've been saved by the grace of God, that we are freed from sin, or that we are a new creature? Thank the Lord tonight. And that we are servants of Christ, and that we are prayerful, forgiving, and merciful. But it also says, to go with this morning's message, that we sow righteousness, that we want to see everybody enjoy the benefits of God, and that we seek righteousness, and that we hunger for righteousness. And I thank God that we have a church that wants to ever for the righteousness. But Paul probably said it best in Romans, the 9th chapter. The righteous are those that confess Jesus Christ as their Lord. How many righteous people do we have in the house tonight? You can raise your hands. In order for us to look at this, and we see that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. And we see that the righteous cry, and God hears. His eyes are toward us. on these afflictions that we go through in this journey. Going back to the Hebrew, that word affliction means bad or evil, adversity that we face, even affliction or calamity, grief and sorrow, wretchedness. It never once represents sin. It represents those things that we all go through on a daily basis or a weekly basis or sometime in our life. If you've not faced it yet, you will. Amen. But the Bible teaches us that God will bring us through all these afflictions that we have. And that Job said that we're born. Man is born in affliction. From the time that we're born till the time we leave this world, we're going to have afflictions along this journey. And some of them, sometimes we think, Lord, it's more than I can bear. But blessed be the name of the Lord. He is with us through every one of them. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard his voice, and he came and he rescued me where I was at. He also says, teaches us today that all the afflictions that we go through here are light compared to the future glory that we shall enjoy. So endure, keep pressing forward, because this is nothing to compare. It's almost like a woman in childbirth with the pain that she goes through to bear that child and how even to the point of her death. But as soon as that child is born, all that pain and suffering is put behind them and they rejoice in that little blessing that God has given to them. Men, we really can't rejoice like the women can about that because we didn't go through all that pain and suffering and even to the point of death. But you know, God knows all about every one of us and what we are going through in this world. And the Bible teaches us that in the 30th chapter that all of our afflictions are only temporary. Aren't you thankful for that? What I'm going through right now is only temporary. We have a saying, this too shall soon pass. Or God's strength will bring me through it and give me the courage and the encouragement that I need to stand up and back on my two feet. Because sometimes when these afflictions come, they knock us off of our feet. Anybody know what we're preaching about? When you go through things that you thought you'd never have to face, and you feel like, God, I just can't go on anymore, that's when God can show up and bless you and help you with all that you are facing today. The Bible also teaches us that when we go through these, that it is God uses our afflictions to demonstrate his faithfulness. And God is faithful. I've never walked through one circumstance that God was not there. Even though sometimes when we look back, we wonder, God, where was you? But we can look back in time and see, had it not been for the grace of God, I certainly would have succumbed and probably may even lost my life. But blessed be the name of the Lord. He's always on time. He's always understanding, and he watches over us. His eyes are upon his children. And this goes with a message. I noticed tonight that while Evan and Emily were singing, a child made a noise. And Emily's eyes automatically goes to the back of the church. That's the mother. We have a father who sees everything that you're going through right now. And not only does he see it, but he understands it. Everything we go through, he went through. He went through it and he was victorious. And gave us the example today that with Christ we are more than conquerors. And we can do anything and conquer anything that is set before us with the help of God himself. I cannot do it by myself. But when God shows up, There's no valley too deep. There's no mountain too high, no desert too long that we cannot go with the Lord. And you say, Roger, it's easy for you to preach because you've not been through what I've been through. No, but Jesus has. Jesus has. He knows everything that has happened in your life and even what's happening right now. Because sometimes we put on a facade and we mask our feelings and try to hide them. But even those things that you're trying to hide right now, God knows all about. He searches out the hearts and he knows where you're at and what it is that's upon your heart, even in this hour right now. He says in these scriptures tonight, as we move forward, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. Even before we cry, God sees us. Oh, some of you, I need to repeat that. Even before we cry, God sees what we're going through. And I believe at times, and this is just Roger, if I could just preach, at times our Lord and Savior, that there are times that what we're going through must bring even grief to him. And you say, Roger, that's not biblical. Look what happened when Stephen was being stoned. The Bible says that as Stephen was being stoned and before his eyes closed in death, he looked into the heavens. And Brother Ron, who did he see standing at the right hand of God? Only one time that you'll ever find that he was standing. And this was because, I believe with all my heart, because of what one of his children was going through. God knows every care that we have. He knows about every circumstance that we're going through. And I believe today that he hears our cries. Even when our audible voice don't cry. Anybody ever cry out to God and your voice didn't say a word? Oh, let me pause. Our heart cries out. It says, oh, Lord. Most of the time, we just say, oh, Lord, I need you in this hour. You know that the pain is more than I can bear. You know that the circumstance is heavier than I can carry. And it ain't very long until God shows up. His sweet Holy Spirit comes by and picks us up and stands us up on our own two feet and says, you got this. Walk with me and we'll make it together. We'll make it together. Because although it might be too much for you, it is never too much for God. In these scriptures, he says he hears. And when God hears, he delivers. I hear a song that says, God delivers again. How many of you has he come by and had to deliver you again and again and again? Amen. Amen. And you know what? He'll do it again tomorrow if we'll cry unto him. He says that he is near to us of a broken heart. Sometimes when our heart is so broken that we can't even put it into words, the pain and the hurt, God knows all about it. His son Jesus stood at there when his best friend, male friend that he had, when he had passed, he stood at his tomb. And the Bible says that Jesus wept. He knows about your pain and your hurt that are brokenhearted. And he says that in verse 22 that he redeems us when we call upon him, and that in that same verse that we are never ever without. How many witnesses can I get on a Sunday night? God has always made a way for you and yours. That there's never been a time that you've been, as a man of old said it like this, I was young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. It may not have been what we wanted, but God always provided for us along this journey. And he says that he also that he keeps us. I'm not kept by Roger. I'm kept by a higher power. Amen. Even Satan knows that he can only do so much because that which God has put in there, the old preachers used to say, the good part that God put in there, Wayne, God is able to keep it until that great day. And then when he comes, that seal will be unloosed and my soul will take a flight. I don't have to worry about where I'm going when I leave this world. How many of you know where you're going for sure when you leave this world? Amen. Some people say you can't know where you're going. You wasn't there when I bowed down and I called out upon the name of Jesus Christ and he came in and he saved my mind. So I was there when it happened, and I know that there was a transformation that took place. The old man died and a new man was born again to walk in Jesus Christ for the rest of our days here. And when our days here are gone, I'll lay my Bible down, my sword, I'll pick up my robe and my crown, and I'll rejoice all over heaven for eternity. And as Sarah sang that song, when I get there, I certainly want to make my way to the throne of God and lay my crown at the feet of the one who deserves all glory and honor and praise. You and I, without him, we could not have made it. Give me an amen. Without him, you and I could not have made it. And there's a song that says we are safe thus far, and we will be safe until this life comes to an end. The Bible also says that he keeps us and he blesses us. In chapter 33 and verse 18, it says that God's, for those that are righteous, he has mercy. How many of us know without mercy, we would be hell bound with no hope of a better tomorrow? You say, Roger, that's too old fashioned of preaching. That's what we need in today's society, to tell these folks and our folks today that you better get right, you better live right, because if you don't, hell will be your eternal home. Amen. For all eternity. And David bragged on him in the 19th chapter of that same chapter, or 19th verse of that same chapter. He delivers our soul. Who saved you? Who saved you? It wasn't the church. The church has a part to do, don't get me wrong. And it certainly wasn't the preacher that saved you or the deacons. But it was none other than the author of that still small voice that spoke to our hearts and our lives. And he's the one that came. I've preached this many years ago when I was young, that I've had open heart surgery without any scars whatsoever. Amen, amen. He came in and took out that old heart and put in a brand new heart and delivered my soul. If we would ever understand, when we was under conviction, we was as much in hell as the rich man or anybody else. But how many of us remember that old song that said he reached way below the bottom? And he pulled me out of that miry pit, that miry place. And he set my feet upon a solid foundation, and he established my goals and gave me a purpose today. So many of our young people have no purpose. They don't understand. They can't figure it out. And without God, you can't figure it out. I've been saved all these years, and I still can't figure it out. Some of you are older and been on this journey a lot longer than I have. You still can't figure it out. But God knows the day and the hour. He knows everything that's going on. God's got it figured out. Yes. To us, in these scriptures, he said, talked about the unrighteous. And I don't know, I don't understand how the unrighteous are so blessed. I just put that out there. I don't understand that. But you know what? There's coming a payday. Payday for those that are saved and a payday for those that are lost. The lost have no one to hear their cries. No one to see them in their agony and their pain. But praise God, we, the righteous of God, we've got somebody watching over us. Can I bring one more old song? I love old songs. But there's an old song that says, there's an all-seeing eye watching you, watching you. He knows all about you. Amen. Even when nobody else is around, The devil will tempt you. Say amen. He'll tempt you. But you know what? Sometimes, Jack, people will say, it don't matter. Nobody else is around. I can do it. Nothing will ever happen. God sees. God sees. And he knows everything about you. You see, in my closing tonight, God sees, he hears, and he understands. He understands. Have you ever tried to explain something and you just couldn't find words to explain it? That's almost like somebody asked you, how do you know you're saved? Well, it gets quiet. How do you know you're saved? Because I felt like my heart was about to jump out of my chest while the preacher was preaching. God spoke to me, and there was a drawing power. Anybody else remember the drawing power? Y'all don't want to say amen, you're afraid I'll preach longer. But there was a drawing power that took place. I didn't just purpose it that I wanted to go to the altar. There was something that was drawing me to the altar. Amen. And when I went down, thank God, I didn't go to a church where they put words in my mouth. I had my own prayer to pray. And God heard my prayer. And he answered me in my despair. And he saved my dying soul. I can't explain all that took place. All I know is I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was headed to hell, but now I'm headed to heaven. Amen. I didn't care much for church. And now, y'all remember, I told you when I was younger, Dad drug us, Mom drug us to every church service there was in the country. I said, I can't wait till I get old enough. I can live in my own house and I can make my own decision. And I'll go to church every once in a while, but this going all the time ain't going to happen. God said, Roger, you ought to see the future. You're going to be called to preach and I'm going to make you a pastor. And you have to be there every time the doors are open. Some people say, you got it bad. No, I got it good. I get to go to church and praise him one more time for saving my soul and for hearing me and understanding all that I'm going through. And I'm more excited today than I was last Sunday about it. And if next Sunday I'm still alive, I'll be even more excited about it. Because you see, I'm one step closer home. One step closer home. And I just want to brag on him tonight. That he sees, he hears, and he understands. Sometimes people say, I'd like to be able to explain what's going on, but I just don't know if you would understand. And I agree, there are things that Sister Ruby tonight, not to embarrass her, but she said to me that it takes so long, so much energy to get ready to come to church. And I told her, I can see a part of it because I know how it is for me. Some of y'all that are young, you just jump up, throw on your breeches and your shirt, and you come to church. Some of us that are older, we got to get the joints moving first. Amen. Amen. We start off with that slow walk, and then we gradually pick up speed. Yeah, some of you ain't there. You wait till you get there. You'll say, Roger told us the truth. But I don't understand all that she's talking about. I just know how it is for me. But if God tarries his coming and I live long enough, I will know what she's talking about. There are things that you go through that I cannot elaborate on because I don't know about them. I don't know about them. But I know this, as your pastor and your friend, if it matters to you, it matters to me. As a brother or sister, if it matters to you, it matters to me. Because we're not in competition, church. We're here to help each other. Rob ain't sang that song in a long time. But he used to sing a song for us that if you're up on the mountain and you see me down in the valley struggling along, what should I do? I'll tell you what you should do. Lift up my name in prayer. Take it to God. And let him send the help, the deliverance that we stand in need of. Wow, they get a song of invitation tonight. Some folks would say, unto mature of a Christian, to take my brokenness to an altar and ask God for help. I'm there, and I've had adversity. I've had bad things. I've had affliction. I've had calamity. I've had grief, and I've had sorrow. If I was to go pray, the church would probably think that I did some kind of big sin. Folks, someday we've got to realize it's not what others think about us. It's what God knows about us. And to confess to ourselves, I need to ask God for help. He's waiting. He's waiting. You know, he sees what you're going through. He understands it. But he's waiting for you to ask. You say, if he's God and he knows all this, why don't he just give it to me? Because part of our maturity, part of our growth, is for us to realize I'm in over my head and I need help. So while we stand and they sing a verse of a song, I ask you today, you are the righteous. Bring it to the Lord and ask him for the help that you stand in need of for this hour. Anybody else tonight? God sees you. He understands, but he's waiting for you to cry out. Why not tonight? Yes. Why not give it to the Lord in this service and ask him for the help that you stand in need of? I know it's odd, but Rob, get that book out and sing that song that I made mention of. I don't know the name of it. I'm about the same with songs as I am streets. I don't know the names of them. I just know where they're at or what they say. And I want you to listen to this song. Because as the righteous, as the body of Christ, this is our responsibility to each other. To show each other compassion, mercy, love along this way. Because today we show it, tomorrow we might need to receive it. Amen. How many of you know what you're going to face tomorrow? Not a soul in the house. None of us do. But I know this, if tomorrow's sun comes up, God's got it all under control. If we'll just call on him, listen to this song, and the altar's still open. You follow your heart.
We need our spirit-filled preachers.
Yes. Tell us right,
teach us right
from wrong.
From wrong.
Yes. Let God bless you tonight.
We need our old-fashioned seekers.
Yes.
To pray all night long.
Yes.
We need some good gospel singers.
Yes. Just to help us go.
Help us go another mile.
Yeah. Let God bless you tonight.
And go home in a little while.
Sing this chorus, church.
It'll be worth it after all, child. It'll be worth it after all.
Yes.
After all of these trials.
Listen to this now.
And when you're down in the valley,
prayer is all that I can do.
Gives you that strength.
And strengthens you.
Yes.
Now if you're down in the mountain and see me struggling alone,
yes.
Lift my name up, to Jesus. Amen. Let's help each other make it home.
It'll be worth it.
Yes.
It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials,
aren't you glad there's going to be a payday someday for every circumstance that we've gone through here? If